Hello everybody, it's Mr. Tall23 back with another video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. In this video, I want to talk about the subject of the local church. So we believe in the doctrine of the local church. That would be an autonomous assembly of believers gathered together for the purpose of being edified in the faith and worshiping together under the authority of Christ. Now the church is not a building. The church is not an organization. It's not a universal worldwide institution. But rather the church is a local congregation of baptized believers in Christ. It is written in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 12, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Now this itself is a quote from the Old Testament, which instead of using the word church, use a different word. That would be Psalm 22 verse 22, which says, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. So the words congregation and church are used interchangeably. The church is a congregation. It is a local assembly where believers congregate or gather together. So the scriptures tell us of multiple churches and not just one. It says in Romans 16 verse 16, for example, salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. So there are numerous other examples of this in the scriptures where the Bible refers to other churches and groups of churches. The book of Galatians, for example, was written to various churches in the geographic region of Galatia, and the book of Revelation was sent unto seven different churches in the region of Asia. It has always been God's plan for believers in him to congregate together for learning and for worship. This is not a new concept in the New Testament, but previously there was also a congregation in the Old Testament. It says in Acts chapter 7, verse 38, this is he, speaking of Moses, that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us. This is referring to the story of the wandering in the wilderness in the books of Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Then Moses led the congregation, or the church, according to the scriptures, the congregation which would meet together at the tabernacle of the congregation. It says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So the church, the local assembly of believers, is an ordinance that's instituted by God for all ages, and it is the way in which we have fellowship with other believers during the New Testament. Each individual church is called the body of Christ and has Christ alone at the head. The different offices, which shall be discussed in a later video, are not to be lords over God's heritage because the congregation is under the ultimate authority of Jesus Christ. It says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20 to 23, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So all things concerning the local congregation are to be controlled by Christ, which has revealed his will within the word of God. Therefore, a true church is directed according to the principles of the Holy Bible and not the will of man. Since the scriptures say here in Ephesians 1:23 that the church is the body of Christ, the Bible teaches also that there is to be unity between the church and Christ himself, and teaches also that the members of a church are alike unto the members of a body, having different roles but all working together. It says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 29 to 32, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. So the two, the congregation of believers, as well as Jesus Christ himself, are unified as one flesh. So we, therefore, being the body of Christ, are to be in accordance to the will of Christ, and to be under his authority and not the authority of man. The church is in the house of God in the New Testament, according to 1 Timothy 3:15, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Therefore, since the church of the living God is the pillar and ground of the truth, since it is the house of God and the body of Christ by which we are to have fellowship and exhortation together, it is commanded for us to go to church, to continuously meet together. It says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 to 25, and let us consider one another, to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So church is not an option. It is a command for us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, but every week we are to come together as the body of Christ to provoke one another unto love and good works, and to exhort one another. One is added unto a local church after they are saved and also been baptized. It says in Acts chapter 2, verse 41 to 42, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Therefore one is added unto the church through baptism, and once baptized, a member should assemble with the others and continue in doctrine and fellowship and prayer. This is the local New Testament church. It's a unified local body of baptized believers under the authority of Christ, where there is fellowship, preaching, exhortation, and prayer." So thank you, buddy, for watching, and goodbye.